Morning and welcome to the Code Enforcement Board for the City of Palm Coast on Wednesday, March 8th, 2017. We'll call the meeting to order. Please make sure that all of your cell phones are off or on vibrate during this meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Have a roll call, please.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Lepidula?
Present.
Mr. Brannan?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Mascherone?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
I hear a motion to approve the February 1st, 2017 meeting
motion
minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? Anybody that will be speaking today and staff that will be speaking, please stand to be sworn in.
If you think you might be speaking on a case, if you please stand and raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
You'll notice on the screen the list of withdrawn cases and the continued cases. These cases will not be heard today. Our first case will be AI 28. Case number 2016-120635. The City of Palm Coast versus Patrick Malaro, Life Estate, 3 Yulin Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, swale parking between 1 and 6 a.m. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today? For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 15th day of December 2016 and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 22nd day of December 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases and there was additional reinspections on 112 of 2017 and 119 of 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of March 2017 and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city. I have spoke to the parties involved, and they explained the situation to me as far as their amount of vehicles that they have, and they're trying to rectify the problem or had rectified the problem.
And that was corrected when
yes,
you went
corrected.
By on the 27th?
Yes.
Okay. Come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Lawrence Malaro, 3 Yulin Place.
Okay, and what do you have to say, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What do you have to say?
Oh, well, my husband, as you can see, he falls a lot, and he's been falling in the home, and I used to be able to help him, but now I just can't pick him up anymore. So I had my granddaughter move in with us in a room so that she can help during the night when he falls. Then she got a new car from us for Christmas. And then she got a job, and she couldn't use the new Mustang because she didn't want to ruin it, so she bought herself another car. By the way, she's only 18, she'll be 19. At the end of the story we made, we had cars that we had to sell, two cars that we had to sell because we didn't want to use them when we bought the new cars as trade-ins. So that was the reason we had so many cars there. And I didn't see the first notice. I don't know if I have two grandkids that are only 9 and 10 that come and visit a lot. And it may have, I don't know where it was, or I'm assuming it might have been put on the garage door. I don't know. But I've never saw it. It wasn't until later I found out about parking in the swale. This swale, unfortunately, isn't really a swale. Unless you really examine the road, you can't tell that there was, and I wasn't aware there was such a law. And it's an empty lot across the street. And I won't go into my other problems. Okay.
Okay. And the code enforcement officer said you corrected this problem already.
Yes, we have.
And it's not going to happen again.
No, it won't. Unless I hit him over the head with his cane.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case will be AI 22. Case number 201611098080, the City of Palm Coast versus Cody J. Manziel, 30 Kathleen Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence, city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken, that the depicted conditions on the date is indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 17th day of November, 2016, and given one day to comply. A re-inspection on the first day of December, 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I had multiple re-inspection dates of 2-12-2017, 2-16-2017, 2-19-2017, and 3-2-2017, where the person at this residence, I believe, came in compliance with the wording on the vehicle, but he still has a ladder on top. And that was the recheck of the property on the second day of March, and it has not been corrected. Based upon testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 5 days to comply, or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
And is Cody J. Manziel
here? I'm sorry.
69. Mr. Manziel, come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Cody Manziel, 30 Kathleen Trail.
And what do you have to say in reference to that?
I work, obviously, for Honest Heating and Air. I have no other way of transportation. I just bought this home in October. I've lived here in Palm Coast. I've never knew anything about when I bought my own house. I wouldn't be able to bring my own work vehicle home. I have no other source, so really there's no way for me to get rid of this issue. Either that or quit paying for my home. So I guess at this point, I'll be taking $50 a day or whatever it is.
All right. And do you have facilities at your office in Bunnell to park that?
Nope. I have no way to get home back and forth to work. I have facilities. I have no way to get back and forth to work.
Are there any further questions from board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation, giving you 5 days to correct the problem or pay $50 per day until the problem is corrected, with administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, so ordered.
I have a question. Are we allowed to bring a lawyer here?
Excuse me?
Are we allowed to bring a lawyer to these?
Sure.
Okay. Can I reschedule for a lawyer?
Okay. You want to talk with the code enforcement person?
You've already made a motion and y'all have heard the case, so.
I wasn't informed of that, though, so.
Just to make you aware that, you know, or it is removing the ladder when you're storing it at your residence, and that'll be in compliance.
Okay, but that vehicle right there is not a answer to what has happened. That wasn't intentional at all. That's not to be compliant. That is because the other engine has blown, and they're buying brand new vehicles. So in about a week or so, I'll be having one with all the stickers. I have no choice. So
I'll tell you what you can do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the board, if you, I think he's, you could take this as a request for continuance. You could continue it if you wanted to hear it again. You could also make a decision and choose not to.
Fair.
He could potentially appeal if he wanted. And he could also speak to the officers about what he could do to cover the commercial and make it compliant. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Is it not illegal for people to walk on your property? Is it illegal to come post things on my door?
No, sir. No.
It's not?
No.
So I can walk on your door?
No. You can.
Why
but a code
I?
Enforcement officer can. There
He's
is a difference.
Of the
if,
well, it,
okay.
There
sir.
Is no right to privacy in your front yard, walk area up to your front door.
It's, so
there's not a right to privacy.
Okay.
Or reasonable expectation of privacy. How about that?
Did we have a comment from one of the board members?
No, I yeah. No?
Okay. The case is we've already voted on it?
No, you have a motion and a second. You didn't actually take the
okay.
vote.
Yeah.
I have a motion and a second.
We voted.
All those
did you?
Yeah. Yeah, we did vote on it.
I guess I was watching him. I didn't think you voted.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He asked a question after the fact.
Okay.
Okay. I that's what I thought. So we'll uphold that vote.
You'll keep it. Okay.
He was leaving when he started up.
Yeah.
When he started, he asked if he could bring a lawyer.
I thought that he did it right before you voted. Sorry. Okay.
Do we have anybody else here for?
One more. There's three cases.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see this. Our next case is AI 5 and 6. Just 5, sorry. Case number 2016120060, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus James and Suzanne Hines, 6 Zeta Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken that to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 19th day of November 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 18th day of March 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the first day of December 2016 and giving 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the fifth day of December 2016 and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the sixth day of March 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
James or Suzanne Hines present?
No, I'm Debbie. I rent that house.
Okay, come forward, please. State your name.
Debbie Matters.
And you are a tenant there, or?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you have to say, ma'am?
The notice I have was about the trailer, and that was my daughter's boyfriend's. And the junk you see there was also her boyfriend's. And it's gone, and it will never be brought there again.
And is the boyfriend gone?
He does. No, only in my dreams. He never lived there. He doesn't live there. It's just, he's like Sanford and Son. He, like, brings stuff up and leaves it. Now, the hurricane shutters that you see there, they were moved. They were really heavy. That was mine and to move, but they're gone now. Everything's gone.
Are there any further questions?
I have a question. Are we allowed to have a trip?
I'm
sorry.
If there are no further questions, do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Okay, ma'am?
If it's on the weekend, like cleaning out my garage and stuff, am I allowed to have a trailer there, fill the trailer up, move the trailer?
You want to talk with the code enforcement officer, and he can give you all your information. Thank you. Let's go to AI-1. Case number 20161202222, the City of Palm Coast versus Dwayne L. and Angela A. Taylor, 7 Faith Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Good morning, ma'am. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Entered into evidence the city's providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 26th day of June, 14, the 24th day of May, 16, the 18th day of October, 16, notices were issued, and upon reinspection, the violations were corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 5th day of December, 16, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspection was done on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Recheck was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has since been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-4, case number 20160900527, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus William C. and Peggy S. Stockholm, 27 Lowshire Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 4th day of May 2015, notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of December 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of March 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 12th day of September 2016 and given 15 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 12th day of September 2016 and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of March 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 2016120909. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Frank R. and Serena Sorrentino. 212 Beechwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Brian Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of May 2016, the 7th day of June 2016, and the 31st day of August 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 24th day of December 2016, given 5 days to come into compliance. Reinspected on the 4th day of January 2017, and the property has not come into compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 a day plus an administrative fee of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 18, case number 2016120372. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Igor Shalimov, 74 Belvedere Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Brian Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of September 2016 and the 25th day of October 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 8th day of December 2016, giving 15 minutes to come into compliance. Reinspected on the 8th day of December 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were as followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on a property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus a $5,350 administrative fee to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 2016120953. A recurring case, The City of Palm Coast versus Richard O. and Ann G. Smith, 170 Bryn Mawr Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicles improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Brian Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the dates as indicated. The facts of the cases are as follows. On the 6th day of December 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of December 2016, giving one day to come into compliance, reinspected on the 3rd day of January 2017, and the property is not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the property has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the violation on a property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to come into compliance for a total of $50 per day, plus an administrative fee of $69 to the city.
What was the administrative fee?
$69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 20, case number 2016-120293, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Lisa Lamont, 101 Brookside Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Brian Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of June 2015, the 10th day of July 2015, the 3rd day of September 2015, the 2nd day of October 2015, the 8th day of November 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 6th day of December 2016, giving 15 minutes to comply, reinspected on the 6th day of December 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 6th notice given for the same violation on a property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 2016-120428, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Joseph G. Casanova, 53 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence to seize composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 13th day of October 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 13th day of December 2016. given 0 days fined until in compliance, and this is a repeat number 6. The respondent was in repeat violation on the above cited code for a period of between December 13, 2016 through December 13, 2016, and in compliance on December 14th of 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 7th day of March, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $850 a day for 1 day and in violation for a total of $850, plus an administrative cost of $72 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
How much was the fine?
$850.
For 1 day?
It's for 1 day because it's a repeat violation of 6 times.
It says 8 on the agenda, so
oh, did
which,
it?
One is, which one is it?
It's 6.
Oh, okay.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20160808798, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sergey Rosenberg and Mikhail Scher, 7 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was written. I'm sorry. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proof and proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 15th day of August 2016 and given 10 days to comply. A reinspection on the 29th day of August 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I reinspected the rental reg for rental reg on 9-8, 9-22, 10-16, 10-20, 11-3, 11-17, 12-20, and 1-22-17, and there was no rental reg provided. A record of the property, a recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah, the lease that we're seeing here appears to be 3 years old. Is
yes.
there evidence that this situation exists, something else, a utility bill or something? How do we know that 3 years later it's still the same situation?
We still have tenants inside.
And we know that?
Water bill.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20161113 06. The City of Palm Coast versus Tony Spencer, 8 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34RI, parking in the median.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proof and proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 12th day of April 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of September 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 30th day of November 2016 and given one day to comply. A re-inspection on the 5th day of December 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A list of re-inspection dates I have here 12-5 of 2016, 12-7 of 2016, 1-4 of 2017, 1-9 of 2017, 1-5 of 1-15 of 2017, and a recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 7th day of March 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Old business? Any new business? Our next code board meeting will be on April 5th, 2017 at 10 a.m.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn.